The three hottest London theater tickets are finally within your reach. They're the next three shows of the new season of National Theater of London Live in HD at Hanesbrands Theater in Winston-Salem. The Last of the Housemans, starring Julie Walters, is Monday night, October 15th at 7:30, and the following Monday at the same time, so you can kick off your week in style for just $18, $15 for students. In November, it'll be a modern setting of Shakespeare's ever-so-timely Timon of Athens, and in January, American actor John Lithgow will star in The Magistrate. Internationally known film producer, reporter, critic, and author Dale Pollack has taken in a few HD theater shows. The University of North Carolina School of the Arts professor dropped by WFDD to share his thoughts.
To me, what really makes it interesting is the cinematic approach of presenting it. It has camera angles. It has editing. The use of close-ups is very effective. So rather than being in a theater where you are looking at a proscenium stage and the entire story unfolds before you on that stage, we are given different vantage points in the broadcast of these productions from London. So we're able to look down in an angle we would never have sitting in the theater, look down on the stage. So I really thought that in a way we got an advantage over the audience who saw it in the production in London because we got to see angles that were unavailable to them. And I find that really makes looking at these plays a cross between a theatrical experience and a cinematic experience.
Let's dive in with The Last of the Housemans. And this particular performance stars Julie Walters, Golden Globe for Best Actress in Educating Rita. My 8-year-old son probably knows her best from the Harry Potter series,
right?
Where she's Mrs. Weasley.
Yes, she is. And very good at it.
How do you assess her just as an actress? Dale, summarizing her career.
She has a great personality. And in her long career, because you got to remember, she started acting in England in the 1970s. Yeah. So she's been at this for 40 years. She has a pretty great reputation in the United Kingdom. And the National Theatre of London seems to use film actors who have a big reputation in theater also in many of these productions. They're very smart in how they're marketing them. They know that audiences may not be familiar with every stage actor, but most of them are familiar with film actors. Mm-hmm. And so you look for an actor who has had experience in both, as Julie Walters has. I think she's one of the doyens of the British stage now, a real classic character. And this role apparently was tailored for her. The playwright wrote it for her. It also has Helen McCrory, who I think is better known as a British stage actress, but Rory Kinnear is the son of a great British character actor named Roy Kinnear, who was in all the British comedies of the 70s and 80s, all the Richard Lester films.
In terms of the synopsis of the play, family full of longing that's losing its grip, a lot of people can relate.
Yeah, and this is one about a very messed up family, it sounds like, which many of us, if we're objective about our families, can go back and go, I see some similarities here. But I think in this case, it sounds like what the playwright is really taking this period of the 60s, when London was the hip place to be, and looking at the past in that context.
My thanks to University of North Carolina School of the Arts Professor of Cinema Studies and Producing, Mr. Dale Pollack. Dale's films have been nominated for 4 Academy Awards. He's worked with a veritable who's who of star actors, and he gives the new season of National Theatre of London Live in HD at Hanesbrands Theatre in Winston-Salem a hearty thumbs up. Monday night, October 15th at 7:30, and the following Monday at the same time, it's Julie Walters and The Last of the Housemans. You'll find the complete schedule on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.